This is Reverend Jesse Jackson, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light, in the source of inspiration and praise.
All right, welcome back. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos, our first show for 2015. You'll hear more about this off and on during the year, but 2015 is a special year for me. It marks 40 years here in Indianapolis, 40 years of service to this community. And one of the things I've learned in those 40 years is understanding the importance and the special place that Crispus Attucks and Crispus Attucks Tigers have in our community. And over the holiday, just before the new year, I got some messages on Twitter from some members, seniors at Crispus Attucks, and some recent graduates of Crispus Attucks pulling my coat to something. When I heard about this, I couldn't believe it. I thought somebody on the internet was pulling my leg. And then the more we researched this, we found out that it is true. And I'm going to let you know the proposal, and we'll talk to, you know, one of these young people that is very concerned about this. But in the Indianapolis Public Schools has prepared a proposal that they're about to present to the IPS school board this month, next week. This proposal would govern how graduation ceremonies, how commencements for the seven IPS high schools will be conducted this year. It has been the tradition in IPS that IPS graduations occur at the high schools. So Attucks is at Attucks, Shortridge is at Shortridge, Northwest is at Northwest, Tech is at Tech, and so on. There have been a few years where maybe that graduating class was so large that it was too big for that school, and they would take it someplace else. The Hilton U. Brown Theater, when it was at Butler, was one of those places. And they've always been in the evening, on weekday evenings, in the last week of school. This year, the powers that be at the Ed Center at IPS have come up with a plan where all seven IPS high school graduations will occur on the same day, on Wednesday, June the 10th. These graduation ceremonies will not be held at their individual school, not at Washington, not at Northwest, not at Broad Ripple, not at Shortridge, not at John Marshall, not at Washington, not at Tech, not at Attucks, but they all will be held at the convention center. One after the other, staggered at roughly every 90 minutes to 2 hours. And IPS is decreeing that the graduation ceremony will last no longer than 45 minutes to 1 hour. When I mentioned this to people here in the radio station this morning, they gave me looks like, are you kidding? Are you serious? This is a joke, right? No, this is not a joke. The Tigers over at Attucks High School, I understand the members of the class of 2015 are deeply concerned over this. Isaiah Thomas is one of those prospective members, I believe, of the class of 2015, and he is on our live line. Isaiah, you there? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm fine. What is going on?
It's exactly how you said it was. It's outrageous. I'm here in the guidance office with my fellow
graduation committee members.
Yeah.
So this is the graduation committee from Attucks.
Yes.
How many, when you heard that they wanted your commencement to be just an hour, did you think somebody was pulling your leg?
Yes. We thought that it was a rumor. Yes.
When you found out it was fact, what'd you think?
We went into action like as soon as possible, pretty much.
And you,
the committee and everything, as soon as possible.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I want to understand what happens at an IPS commencement. Obviously, you have to have the procession and the graduates march in. Then, don't you have to present the colors, present our flag to the front with the ROTC?
Yes.
Then you got to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
You know, do you have to sing the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
That's 3 minutes right there to sing Oh Say Can You See by the Dawn's Early Light. Then who gives speeches? Is the valedictorian the only student that gives a speech?
No.
Who else gives a speech?
The president.
The president of the class?
Yes.
So as a total of how many students speak?
Three.
Does the principal get to speak?
Yes.
So you got.
And we always have a guest speaker too.
So you got four speakers. You ain't gonna get a guest speaker. It'd be done in an hour. No guest speaker in their wrong mind is gonna speak for at least 5 minutes.
Correct.
And then I understand there's like at least 90 kids, and since Attucks, you guys have had perfect 100% graduation, that means everybody that's on the list is going to walk. So how many right now are on the list?
94.
Yes. And when in previous classes in that historic auditorium, do they just call the name and they say, Amos Brown, then you walk, you get your diploma box, you shake the hand, and then you're off, right?
No.
No. What else did they do at Attucks?
It's way more personalized than that.
Okay.
We have our school that's named. What?
The college we're attending.
The college you're attending.
The degree we earned.
The type of degree that,
okay.
The diploma that we earned.
So it's a big deal.
Our achievements and scholarships.
So have you all not talked to anyone in the senior administration? Are you sending petitions to Superintendent Farabee and the members, including the newly elected members of the school board?
Yes, we sent the petition to Mr. Farabee.
And the entire school board last week.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they tell me unofficially from IPS that the reason they're doing it is parents complained that they didn't have enough tickets to previous commencement, so this is a way to have more tickets.
On that, the tickets amount that we received do not change. We have talked to our guidance counselor about that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there is no promise or anything involving more tickets. There have been rumors from her saying that we get the same amount of tickets, and there have been some where we get more. So on that, we don't really know, but we're just going off the basis that we get the same amount of tickets.
And it is my understanding that ever since Crispus Attucks was built, the commencement has always been at the auditorium. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, 1928.
So even when Attucks was at full capacity, packed to the gills, the graduation was always in that historic auditorium?
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, obviously Attucks was built as an all-black segregated high school, but today your graduating class is of all races, is that correct?
Correct.
So this is you guys of all races adhering to the tight, wanting to continue the Tiger tradition.
Correct, yes.
As you guys are coming back to school, are you guys upset, angry, or you're going to be, like, determined?
We're more determined than upset, I believe. I think everybody in our committee would agree. We're more determined than being upset. You know, we feel like this is our way of empowering other students who want to have our graduation.
Basically,
and just keep the tradition going.
Basically, getting our voices heard throughout the community.
And this is not an Attucks thing. This is going to affect Broad Ripple, Northwest, Short Ridge, John Marshall, Washington Tech. And I understand they want Attucks is the graduation to kick off at 10 o'clock. Nobody does a high school graduation at 10 o'clock in the morning on a weekday.
More tickets than nobody.
Yeah, and we practice at 7:45 in the morning.
And a practice at 7:45. Wait, they're going to bus you to practice?
Yes.
That's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
And see, all you need is one, you know, somebody trying to be funny just before graduation and say something stupid to a teacher or an administrator and then get kicked out of the graduation because they really don't. So I understand this is coming up to the school board meeting next Tuesday, the 13th.
Yes.
And why do I get the feeling that there's going to be the class of 2015 from every IPS high school and alumni packing the joint?
We hope to have that.
But we for sure know that our school will be involved.
Should the initial thing be that IPS postpone this and create a blue ribbon committee to really look at issues involving commencement and take a look at if they're gonna if they want to make changes that affect the class of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, you guys, now, let me know if the people downtown, you know, do anything to harm a hair on your heads because you're talking to me live on the radio. Please let me know because I'm not going to tolerate any harassment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Cladix Addicts, class of 2015, 239-1310, 239-1310. Oh, yeah, open it up now. Because I only got one break left, right? Yeah, open it up. So what do you think? Is this a wonderful idea to have all no other high school in Indianapolis does commencements on a weekday that I know of? If somebody got some different information, please share it with me at 239-1310. So what do you think of this wonderful idea from Superintendent Farabee? Now, understand we got a new school board. School board bought and paid by Stand for Children. And it's helpful. Stand for Children always says we want to do things that help the children. We want to do things that are responsive to parents. So Stand for Children, how can you be responsive for parents and sign off on a graduation plan that would force a parent to have to decide whether to lose pay at work because they can't get off work to attend their kid's graduation in the daytime? Or maybe some of you think this is a wonderful idea. Let me know. 239-1310. This is coming up to the board meeting next Tuesday, 6:30 at the Ed Center. Let me start with Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I was just listening to the young, the kids, the addicts talking about the schools and they want to have tradition. And I appreciate their thing, but all the kids did not all the classes did not graduate at Addicts Auditorium. I'm the class of 1975 of Addicts, and we graduated at Clunes Hall.
Okay. Was that in the morning or was that in the evening?
It was about like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
On a weekday?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that history. So should the compromise be do these in the afternoon and evening as opposed to 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it should be like an afternoon. And that was so, you know, like more parents could go and everything. So I'm just saying a lot of they need to get their kind of history straight because all the classes did not graduate inside the auditorium.
Well, and that's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
That is why, because trust me, the people that run IPS now, they don't even know the history.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it because I couldn't quite understand, given how large Addicts used to be back in the day,
yeah,
how everybody could fit in there. What about limiting the total length of the graduation to 45 minutes to an hour?
Probably so, yes, because ours would not, you know, when we graduated, you know, all the teachers spoke and everything that we had, you know, the seniors sung a few songs, we done a commencement, and it was done.
Okay, all right, I appreciate that history, thank you, and I know those students appreciate that as well. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I was listening to the comments, and I knew that this broadcast was coming up over the Christmas holidays. I had a grandson that graduated from Christmas Addicts last year, and he's very concerned and has been Facebooking everybody in the world over the Christmas break to be there at the meeting. I plan to be there downtown. My opinion on it is that when I attended last year, the graduation at Christmas Addicts, they also have a section that they reserve for the alumni of Christmas Addicts.
Mm.
I wonder if they're going to consider and take into account tickets, you know, to accommodate that, because that did take up a lot of space in the auditorium where, you know, more of the student's family could have been taken up.
So there was a reserve section for alumni, and if the concern is tickets for family, maybe ask the alumni to yield.
Exactly.
Okay, that's I bet nobody even thought of even bringing that up to the alumni. Here's the other question. 10 o'clock in the morning?
No, I totally disagree with. I personally, being a grandparent, I'm retired now. Mm-hmm. That would not be a problem for me. But for the parents that are working, that is just not acceptable at all.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me go to Kenneth at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Mr. Ant. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm actually the one that actually tweeted out to you to start this whole issue. My concern was about the teachers that won't be able to attend the graduations because it's on a school day. These teachers have been our mentors. They've been people that we've been interacting with for these 4 or even, in my case, 7 years going through middle school and high school at Christopher's Attucks, people I can talk to. And I would hate to see them not be able to enjoy commencement services with us. Also, the limited time that we have to graduate, or the class of 2015 to graduate, 45 minutes is way too small. 10 o'clock in the morning doesn't allow enough time for parents to make it there on time if they have to work in advance. And I think it just breaks tradition as well.
You know, there is no way that you can do any kind of – now, you can do a kindergarten commencement in an hour. But a high school commencement is a big deal. It is important because, let's face it, in America, most people do not graduate from college. In the African-American community, on a national basis, about 83-84% of African-American adults over 25 are high school graduates, but only 17-18% are college graduates. So this is the biggest ceremony. And even though Attucks graduates disproportionately will go to college and graduate college, for many in IPS in the class of 2015, this is their ceremony. And to shorten it up like you're in a line at a fast food place, to me, it's radical. To me, it's disrespectful. And if this school board adopts it, then this school board, in my view, is saying we don't care about people, we care about the almighty dollar. I appreciate the call, and thank you for pulling our coat to this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, let me go to Brother Motep at 239-1310.
Hi there. Hey, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Well, I tell you, you know, remember I called not too long ago talking about to the people about that pre-K, and the guy Lambeth saying, oh, they're not trying to make our kids into robots. Yes. Now, what does this say? How in the heck you going to do a graduation at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And then has anybody explained the plain old logic behind it? Drinking, driving, violence, our kids, mall brawls. What's the logic behind 10 o'clock in the morning on a Friday when most folks work Friday? If you want to talk about single parents, most of them are working on a Friday.
This is on a Friday. This is in the middle of the week. This is a Wednesday.
Oh, even that's even worse. Hump day. Everybody's on a hump day.
This is hump day.
Everybody's working on a hump day.
I don't want to reveal the other school's times, but the other graduation times would be 11:30, 1:30, 3 o'clock, and 5. So the only graduation, there would only be 2 graduations in the evening, one at 6:30 and then one at 8. And all the others would be during work time or in the middle of rush hour.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of sense that makes. Plus, also, which we didn't throw in there, you so eloquently pointed out how, you know, all graduations are important. I don't care what level it is.
Yeah.
From elementary to junior high to college, if military, when I joined the Air Force, we were happy as heck to come out of basic training. That was an accomplishment. I mean, because we went through some stuff, you know, so. All of it, my parents were there. You know, they drove to San Antonio and was there. So what about the people coming from out of town to help those young people celebrate and kick them off into adulthood on a positive note? What about that factor? They don't care about anybody but serving some type of interest that I don't get it. And therapy needs to be called to come. I know you're not respectful. And because that's just the way it is in being a person that's questioning in journalism and stuff like that. But behind closed doors, someone needs to talk to this man and ask him, where is his logic? Your PhD, where is your scientific logic? Thank you.
Where's the common sense logic? Let me go to Anonymous right quick at 239-1310. You got about a minute, my brother. What's up, brother or sister?
Yes, hello, Amos.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I think what is happening is, thank God my daughter was able to graduate from Ball State this past May. And it seems like they are modeling their graduation ceremony off of the way the university system is doing it, because they did undergrads or the different schools on through the graduates based on the time sequence schedule for the day.
No, yeah, I hear where you're coming from. In most universities, when I graduated from mine too many years ago, over 40 years ago, they had just changed the system where we had one ceremony in the morning where everybody, you know, is told to stand up high, you're graduating, you sit back down. Then we went to our individual schools and had an individual ceremony.
Right.
The problem is, if IPS were intelligent and sophisticated and had common sense, they would get, and if they really want to do one big ceremony, what they should, as a compromise, do it on a Saturday, have one big ceremony downtown, and then the young people go back and their families to the individual school and have an individual school thing.
Right. I think, you know, the kids, the students have sacrificed, so I think they should have their going away at the school where they worked and earned their education, just as a special.
Well, the other thing, there's two insults. One, to do it in the middle of the day. That's one insult. The biggest insult is to take a high school graduation and try to make it a speed rush in an hour. That is an insult. I don't care whether you're black, white, green, or otherwise. That is an insult to diminish a high school graduation to an afterthought.
I'm with you when you're right, and I kind of got this feeling, and I can understand on the university system, you got a larger number of people to get
Absolutely.
Out of there.
Yeah.
So I kind of had that feeling, too, like, man, they rush these people out, rushing the graduates out. Pay me, see you, bye. You got your degree, see you later. But those were just my comments.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. We've asked the folks at IPS to come on the program tomorrow so the community can hear why you're doing this. A 45-minute to 1 hour. Last year, there were 400. In 2 years ago, there were 400 graduates, Drew, at Tech. How do you fit having 400 kids walk across the stage and get a diploma and keep the ceremony to an hour? The only way I know, you'd have 4 seconds. 4 seconds. Once you hear your name, to run across the stage, grab your diploma, and jump off the stage. Is that what IPS wants to turn their commencement ceremonies into? Circuses? Disrespecting the community? Forsaking tradition? That ain't my IPS. On the program tomorrow, we'll also tell you what Indiana Wesleyan University is planning to do for Dr. King Weekend. On Wednesday, a major discussion of how we can get more African Americans to be mentors. We'll have a number of the mentoring organizations in town to talk about the opportunities and more. And then Thursday, the folks from the light company, Indianapolis Power and Light, will be here to explain why do we need another rate increase for our electric bills. I'm Amos Brown. It is good to be back. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you tomorrow, live at 1.